Diane Dupuis owes her success to her imaginary horse named Silver. Together, they triumphed over adversity, and she says she owes their friendship to her favorite radio show, The Lone Ranger. From now until April, she's telling the story of Silver in a production called Hi-Ho Silver, an ode to her imagination and how she kept on her high horse and never gave up on her dreams. She performs it along with her famous People Players, a group of developmentally challenged individuals who work on stage and behind the scenes. She says they deserve the opportunity to triumph over their own limitations, just like she did. Her longtime business partner, Douglas Gardner, says he's watched the players develop a multitude of skills over the years, and it's all thanks to her leadership.
And to see them develop, you know, the ones who were just starting with the company, and yeah, they're helping in the dining room, and then they're turning up on the stage, and so on. I think it's marvelous for them, and fabulous leadership. Oh.
The players are masked in black during the performances, and are revealed at the end. Dupuis says it forces the audience to see the talent before the disabilities, and that's her dream come true. Observer Radio News, Toronto.